Since 2011, Ohio has spent about $2 billion to reduce farm runoff and other sources of phosphorus getting into Lake Erie, the main cause of algae blooms. Laura Johnson is head of the National Center for Water Quality Research at Heidelberg College in Northwest Ohio. She says the best part of Ohio's formalized plan is enhanced progress monitoring.
It sort of sets up this idea of adaptive management. So if something isn't working or we're not moving fast enough, we'll have the monitoring there to be able to say, we need to do more, we need to change what we're doing. And I think that's really important.
The goal is reducing phosphorus runoff 20% by 2020 and 40% by 2025. The Environmental Law Policy Center, which advocates for water quality issues, says while Ohio's plan has some positive steps, it falls short because it relies too much on voluntary rather than mandatory measures. I'm Kevin Niedermeyer, 89.7 WKSU.